هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینا.
آوان انوار is a Kurdish visual artist and Junko Azukawa is a Japanese ink artist. They have very different cultural and linguistic backgrounds. They have an exhibition coming up. To find out more about their exhibition in Melbourne, we have them both on the line with us. Avan Anwar and Junko Azukawa, welcome to SBS Kurdish and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having us.
Junko, I will start with you. How would you describe the meaning of the exhibition?
The meaning of the exhibition, yes. The title is Kotodama. This exhibition is about Kotodama. Kotodama means in Japanese, literally means word spirits. So this is the Japanese belief that all words, writing, speaking, and names holds energy, powerful energy, mystical energy. So that's the meaning of Kotodama that we want to express in a space at the exhibition.
And Avan, how about you? How would you describe the meaning of the exhibition to you from a Kurdish perspective?
Well, as Junko said, Kotodama is a word of spirit in Japanese. Then me and Junko very much love this word. One day we're talking about our experience in spirit world. So Junko mentioned that in Japan there is a certain word for spirit world. It means Kotodama. Then we both very happy to have this word. In Kotodama and in Kurdish also, we have a same thing. We call roh, like it means the energy of soul. And in Japan, they call Kotodama. So we both agree that how word is very powerful, and that word is a reminder in our ear, in our environment, when we are having a kind conversation together. So it's impact on us, our mood basically. So it gives us a beautiful energy, positive energy. So that's why we are both happy with this title to keep it for our exhibition.
How did you find about each other's work, and what does it mean to you in having the opportunity to work together?
Well, we both found about each other, like, well, Junko and I, we have seen, we know each other is about like eight years, since 2016. We have been collaborating in one exhibition together. It was back to 2017. And Hatch Gallery, that time the gallery is called Hatch Gallery. It belongs to the Biennial Art Council from our area. And we have that exhibition. Our exhibition is called In Content. It was a group of artists. It was Rosli Anwar and Shah Sherwari. And there was another artist also from Sudan, a female artist. And also Junko and I. So Junko has a beautiful work, calligraph, and I did have my project about work. So that is where we both always inspired by each other when we have a long conversation and we have talked about that. That's how we always found each other. Our work is kind of having connection in a way.
And Junko, are you happy, you're working with Avan? How are you feeling about that?
So when I saw her work first time, back in 2017, we had an exhibition together. And I found really, really interesting and connected with her work because her inspiration was from poems. Words and the poems. So her inspiration from the words and my inspiration as a calligrapher, my inspiration has been always poems and words. So I found value and almost like a philosophy. Our value was just really, really similar. And that's the timing we've decided we should have some exhibition together. And based on the words, the power of words, the energy of words, exhibition That's how we work together and how we connected.
Junko, what can people expect from the exhibition?
Hopefully this exhibition's gonna be immersive space. It's about the space full of spirit and energy of the beautiful, powerful words. So hopefully people feel that powerful energy through our work space we create and make people aware this Koto Dharma. Then hopefully people wear this Koto Dharma and start using more positive, beautiful words each other with their family, friends, and their colleagues to change their own environment, own space, world, basically.
Avan, when and where can people see the exhibition?
The exhibition is starting to open next Friday, 18th March. So we have an opening night. It is starting from 6 to 8 p.m. So we are gathering with the artists and talking about the whole thing. And also in there, the opening night, Junko has some performance. Our exhibition, we have a kind of group collaboration in our exhibition. We have, Junko has a kind of 13-meter long calligraphy in Japanese and also a video of work. And I do have an installation of a flower. It's made, inspired by a Kurdish poet called Wafai. So I'm using his word as my inspiration for this work in like a Wafai poem. And also that is, and also the sound, I do have a sound of my voice, and also it is the poem of Wafai. It will going to be there all the exhibition long. The our exhibition, in the first, like opening night, Junko had the performance, came like a traditional clothes, Japanese traditional clothes came up.
Yes.
Yeah, and I have a Kurdish dress on also.
Junko, can you please tell us about your performance at the opening night?
Sure, yes. So we're excited to perform together. I'd like to perform. It's going to be impro. I just want to feel Avan's sound. I can't understand Kurdish language at all, but I'm sure just looking at herself, her mouth sound, how she, her expression, I'm sure I can capture her language, her words, her energy to express with my, I'm thinking about using maybe my body language and also my brush.
Yes.
So I perform with brush and a body to deliver, express what Avan's singing.
Ink artist Junko Azukawa and visual artist Avan Anwar, thank you for sharing your stories with us on SBS Kurdish, and all the best with the exhibition.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.